subject, my daughter is in love with a loser. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a single mom of a 22-year-old daughter. While my daughter was growing up, she never gave me any problems. She was a good girl, a good student. She's beautiful and had lots of potential. She was attending college and met a loser. She recently lost her job and her boyfriend does not work. He is trying to be a rapper. They have been together 2.5 years and she got pregnant and moved back home. She and her boyfriend were living together, but I don't like her boyfriend. She just had the baby on Christmas Day and now her boyfriend doesn't have a place to stay and she begged me to let him stay at the house to help her and the baby. She said if he can't stay, she's gonna leave with the baby. Her boyfriend said something disrespectful to me once, but he did apologize. His family won't let him stay with them for some reason. He said they treat him like the black sheep of the family. She has no money or anywhere to go. Her boyfriend is waiting for some money to come in. I'm paying my daughter's car note and insurance and giving her money every week. She applied for county assistance, but it's not much, and she's waiting for state disability. My money is limited. But I do want to help my daughter with her new baby. Should I let him stay a few months until they get some money together to move out? Or should I tell her they have to go? This has been stressful for me because my daughter and I are not as close as we used to be before she met this guy. She's changed a lot since she turned 21. I love my daughter and I want my grandbaby to be in a safe, stable home. What do you suggest I do? This is a tough one. I mean, I'm a mom myself. And I know you as a mom, even though you're disappointed in your daughter, very disappointed in her right now, you still love her. You want the best for her. You want the best for the baby. But she's got to want the best for herself. I mean, somehow she's lost her way. Well, not really somehow. She's allowed this guy to drag her down that she met. But you're going to have to sit her down. You're going to have a real grown woman, real conversation with her. You got to tell her that you don't mind helping her. You're going to help her, but that's her baby. She's got to get a job. She's got to get back in school or something. She's got to get some kind of birth control going on so she won't have another baby. You guys have to work out a schedule to watch the baby or put her in daycare while she goes to work or school. I mean, this can be done. People do it every day. You don't mention, as far as your life goes, a husband or a man or anything, but he needs to be involved as well in this. They got to talk to this young man, get him straight, call his family, the loser's family, the one that treats him like a black sheep, he says, and won't let him stay there. They all need to know the situation, all need to be involved to help raise this baby and to teach these kids the right way to go. All of this shouldn't be on you, and this is one way you can turn this situation around if you get everyone involved and everyone help out. Takes a village. Steve?
Well, you know, it's a true statement. It takes a village and all of that. But the village can't have a bunch of side people in it. And you got this dude that's trying to get his hustle on, but it ain't working. Now, they done jumped the gun. The girl is now pregnant. You know, this is a great daughter, according to the letter. Good girl, good student, beautiful, lots of potential. She was attending college and met a loser. Man. So now you sidetracked. And I understand the frustration of this lady's letter because in her wanting the best for her child and seeing her child on track, look at my daughter, man. She's beautiful. She going to college. She go to school. She meet this loser. She recently lost a job. Her boyfriend does not work. So now she had a job. He never had a job because he trying to be a rapper. All the rap money is taken up by Kanye,
Jay-Z,
the big boys, 2 Chainz.
Yes.
You know, I saw that. I kind of like that. 2 Chainz. I said, that's slick right there. Who? Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones.
Yeah. Okay.
See, now, Mike gone. Mm-hmm. See? all the big money is out there taken by rappers. It's hard to make money in the music business now, unless you're on the producing end.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the boys will tell you that. Just Jay-Z now making clocking dollars and 50 now clocking dollars because they got stuff out there, been out there. But the new boys, it's hard. So now you want to be a rapper, you might have to change that. They've been together 2.5 years. She pregnant and moved back home. She and her boyfriend were living together. You was living together because she was working. Mm-hmm. She done met this loser. This boy want to be a rapper. He can't rap. He can't take care of the kids. Now, they had an apartment. She lost her job. She didn't have to move back in. Now, he ain't got nowhere to stay. His family won't take him in because he say they consider him the black sheep of the family. That's because the boy done something crooked, and they don't want no part of it. You cannot invite this into your house. Here's the tough love part. She's 21. I know you want your baby to grow up in a safe environment. I know you want your grandbaby to grow up in a safe environment. But what you cannot do is enable this boy who's supposed to be a man by taking him in and giving him somewhere to stay. When he done laid down like a man and made this baby, but now when it's time to be a man to take care of the baby, he don't seem to have no means. And the reason the boy ain't got no job is because he busy trying to be a rapper. Well, it's time to be a man. If you let this boy move in your house, you are sending the wrong message to your daughter. So here's what I think you should do. I think you should not allow this grown man to move in your house who has been disrespectful to you before. I don't care if he did apologize. He can't come in here. Now, if you don't let him stay in here, it's what your daughter say, I'm going with him.
Right.
Going with him where? He ain't working. You ain't working. The two of you are going to go where? Sometimes, mama, you got to call the bluff.
Yeah.
If you don't let him come in here, then I'm going with the baby with him. Going with the baby with him where? You can't go to his mama's house. He ain't got no job and you ain't got no job. Where y'all finna go? Y'all finna take the baby and live in a shelter? Your daughter cannot be that stupid. Let your daughter grow up. Tell her, no, he cannot come here, okay? And then after that, let the chips fall where they may. But you cannot teach your daughter that she supposed to take care of man when it's really supposed to be the other way around. And stop passing on this type of information to our children. The buck has got to stop here somewhere.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.